Close your eyes and watch this. Close your eyes watch and watch this.
Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
Democracy versus justice.
The Goal Setting Action Show. Conscious talk. Straight talk. Democracy versus justice. Versus justice.
Welcome everyone as we travel cyberspace, present, past, and future. Presenting the case of Democracy versus Justice, write the email democracyversusjustice@gmail.com.
Comment about personal experiences. Comment on the evidence presented.
And answer the question, can our democracy we participate in every day produce justice and help solve the problem? Let your voice be heard.
From the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. 2015. USA Incorporated. Open Air Prison. Open Air Prison, USA Incorporated, USA Incorporated, USA Incorporated.
Is fast becoming one of the biggest open air prisons on Earth. Prison Radio.
The purpose of broadcasting Democracy versus Justice is addressed to the individual person about what justice is and what the individual person can do in day-to-day life to produce justice by asking questions about definitions of words, by using words that reveal truth, by understanding racism, which is white supremacy, what it is and how it works. Visit producejustice.com. No major problem can be eliminated until we first eliminate the problem of racism, which is white supremacy. A system of justice will be better than what we have. Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white. Take the challenge. Stop the cycle of deception. Deception, 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 deception.
Thank you.
Speak the truth.
Speak the truth.
Yes, sir, I do like to talk.
Is that a virtue or a vice?
Well, I have to admit, I've always wanted to be the quiet, mysterious type. Only I couldn't keep my mouth shut long enough.
Would you punch yourself in a street fight, Mr. Burgess?
No, sir.
Then don't punch yourself in a word fight. You don't have to make fun of yourself. Use your humor against your opponent. Mr. Lowe.
Tell us about your father.
Why don't you tell us something about your father?
Trying to get to know each other, Mr. Lowe.
I was trying to get to know you, Mr. Tolson.
Well, I'm not the one on the debate team.
Are we not engaged in a debate right now?
All right. I'll take the affirmative. Take the meanest, most restless nigger. Strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male niggers, female niggers, and nigger infants. Tar and feather him. Tie each leg to a horse facing an opposite direction, set him on fire, and beat both horses until they tear him apart in front of the male, female, and nigger infants. Bullwhip and beat the remaining nigger males within an inch of their life. Do not kill them, but put the fear of God in them, for they can be useful for future breeding. Anybody know who Willie Lynch was? Anybody? Raise your hand. No one? He was a vicious slave owner in the West Indies. The slave masters in the colony of Virginia were having trouble controlling their slaves, so they sent for Mr. Lynch to teach them his method. The word lynching came from his last name. His methods were very simple, but they were diabolical. Keep the slave physically strong, but psychologically weak and dependent on the slave master. Keep the body, take the mind. I and every other professor on this campus are here to help you to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind. Because obviously, you have lost it.
Democracy versus,
democracy
justice.
Versus justice.
You're second to none. Our mind is second to none. We're the first people God ever created. Yet we've made ourselves being tricked by a people who have told us to be able to think and use the gift that the Creator have given us is non-black. That means our consciousness has been created by someone else. By someone else. Consciousness then is, it's a kind of power, and the level of consciousness depends on its organizational state and how functional is it, how operational is it. So when a people want to control you, they'll control your consciousness. And one thing with consciousness, its power is based on the level of consciousness that you're at. determines your attitude, your views, your values, your tastes, your dislikes, your reaction to your emotions and sensitivities, your control over your attitude and behavior. It is also a social construct in that it's shaped and it's formed through the relationship that we're all having on this planet. And one of the things you realize that has happened throughout history, the relationship between blacks and white supremacists, man, woman, and child, has been tacky, trashy, even terroristic. It's been a manipulative relation. I've heard it said it's like the relationship between Dracula and his victims, feeding, drinking on the blood of its victims, their consciousness, their creativity. Also, the level of consciousness that you're at determines what you can do and what you can't do. And one of the greatest challenge for us as individuals and as a group at this time is to be able to be into it, be able to balance the right level of consciousness with organizational consciousness, equated with our problems and circumstances, to bring about change through our will. And this definitely is not an easy task, but it's what's needed to be done. A thought that is related to what we are talking about. An example. Look at the idea of sleeping. When you are tired, what happens? Usually you go to sleep, right? And by going to sleep now, that's where now you're rejuvenating yourself. But also at this level, you usually are asleep. You certain things you cannot do at this time that you can do when you're awake. Is that correct? So what I'm saying here, using this example, there's different levels of consciousness. Like I was saying, to be able to balance out our problems and circumstances with our organizational consciousness, with the appropriate level of consciousness, through our will to change our circumstances. So the idea is, again, if you can understand the different level of consciousness, is being able to now balance the different levels. If you can now understand what's controlling these different consciousness that you find yourself in. Get it? We're talking then about the idea of being able to balance your attitude and behavior, and what whatever consciousness that you find yourself. And the idea of accomplishing a task through your will is now exercising a type of power. Accomplishment. Change your circumstances. Solve the problems. Do something to affect your circumstance. Can you feel me on that? So then, consciousness is what enable us to achieve certain things, to accomplish certain things. It's that power. And then the state of consciousness that you're in will determine how you relate to yourself, and of course now with others. For instance, if you're in a state of consciousness of anger, say for instance, with somebody you even told that very morning that you love them. A whole different consciousness is taken over when you're now angry, a whole facial expression and body language change, don't they? Change, doesn't it? Yes. Yes. Now let's look at this a little closely, closer, more concretely. For us to be controlled, it's done in three basic areas. Consciousness is composed of three elements: content, instrumentalities, direction. Organizational faculties, principles. Consciousness then is made up of our beliefs, what we think we know, what we believe, what we know, attitude, perspectives. Consciousness is driven by our things that we don't know that we're stimulated by, our moods and so forth, our beliefs, self-perception, knowledge. All this is what the consciousness is made up of. Consciousness also have what we call processing of information. It's no good just to have a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, and speak elegantly about our history. Went to a meeting the other day about the development and where do we go from here as black people. And there was a lot of talk on and information, a lot of knowledge being spoken, very learned we are, very informative, but I have to ask myself, how conscious are we? Are we processing the information? How are we putting it together, stringing it together to come at a conclusion, to have an outcome? utilize consciousness asset of being able to generate power for change, for our self-growth and development. Can you utilize the instrumentalities of consciousness to organize, to reason, be able to evaluate, analyze, not just regurgitate, defend, accept? How do you evaluate the world around us? Use now our different abilities to accommodate us achieving what the consciousness is about, solving problems, helping out with unjust circumstances. It's not just enough just to have beliefs and information. How can you direct it, organize it? Can you sit down for 3, 4, 5 hours with certain brothers and sisters and use left brain thinking, right brain thinking, being logical, thinking for the whole, being imaginative, creative, to make it happen? And also, you can think about starting out that way, give us a definite purpose, having a goal, giving us direction. Also certain attributes that come with having a definite purpose, certain attributes like self-love, do for self, self-reliance, looking out for the whole. What you want for yourself is what you want for your brother, your sister. So you have to look at all the different inner abilities and skills that you have inside in terms of being able to organize, stabilize yourself using deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning, looking at the creation. We get insight and intuition how we can make the proper decisions on what's going on. Learn from all things to fulfill that goal. Freedom, justice, get white supremacy off our back, get this monkey off our back. Consciousness, what it perceives, things it sees, unseen things it doesn't see, deductive reasoning, these are all instrumentalities of consciousness where you organize information, subtract, take away, to be able to get to an end point. This is all characteristics that we have. We use our memory, our academical skills, any understanding we have to bring about an end
change
to our needs,
change
for our needs. These were all the things that consciousness is about. Express what we know. Instrumentalities of consciousness. Express is express. It's no good if you're not looking at consciousness as a way to satisfy some goal, some value, some need. Again, just knowing information, just having understanding, just having knowledge, and that organize it to better our circumstance,
It's just a stagnation. It's just not enough just to have these information. You have to value black. You have to love black. You have to be able to appreciate black. Celebrate black. You have to be black. Black consciousness. Can you feel me in that? Can you see that? The value you have in a thing. And if you really think about it, isn't that how they control us? Through giving us value? Through giving us a sense of purpose? Through giving us direction? And I don't think that is right, that we've been educated to serve them, serve the system, consuming. I don't appreciate that. I don't think that's adequate. To be a consumer and a debt slave all our lives, I don't believe that's appropriate. Let's end this. Let's use our consciousness to end this. We need to apply it to the end. Applying it to the liberation of black folk. The liberation of black people, man, woman, and child. If we're not using consciousness for that end, can we say we are conscious? So then you're thinking for a reason. You're not just displaying thinking. You're thinking for a reason. You're thinking for a reason. You are engaging in the process and in the information to process it, to achieve, to process it in a way that it achieves black liberation. You're processing the information. You're applying the information.
Fail to plan, plan to fail. Imagine starting a school without a curriculum. Going on a journey without a destination in mind. For a few seconds, think about building a house without a blueprint. See what I mean? Fail to plan, plan to fail. Fail to plan, plan to fail.
Why haven't you learned anything?
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery. Know what I'm saying?
Now I want to get into what we mean by the falsification of black consciousness. The falsification of consciousness. The falsification of African consciousness. Black consciousness. I want you to see how our consciousness have been falsified, and in what ways. I want you to see how our consciousness has been falsified, and in what ways. Do you remember we were talking about content, three areas of consciousness, content, the instrumentalities, we process our thoughts, attitude, feelings, and of course, value. It's the value that drives us, motivates us when we're even down, the value you put on things. And what values? Man, when you decide, we gotta get this monkey off our back, we gotta get this white supremacist off our back.
This monkey off our back.
Man, when you decide end to end him being a power in our life. By the way, this is a valuable goal. Yes, a very valuable goal. Let me tell you, what you do then is, when you make this your goal, this is now our goal, this is our goal. Fail to plan, plan to fail, as the story goes. So this is our goal. We're going to decide, get master of our back, end the system. So now, you start to run an assessment. You know, how are we going to achieve this goal? What do we need to achieve this goal? Why do we want to achieve this goal? What constructive outcome do we expect when we achieve this goal? What do you want to do? Why do you want to do what you want to do? How are you going to do it? And what is the constructive result are you expecting in its completion? And of course now, you see your flaws, what you have, what you don't have. So now, you plan again, your mini goals as well as your long-term goal. Take care of now the little things that you might need, sharpen up on certain skills, reading, writing, reasoning, thinking, your understanding basically about self, being persistent, the assessment, evaluate, analyze. What are my capabilities? Am I capable of achieving this goal? Why? 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 Ask questions. Questions more. All problems are solved through questions and answers and following through with the appropriate questions and answers. What type of mental skills do you have and need to be able to fulfill this goal? Can you think analytical enough? Because you know they do. Can you think abstractly enough? Because you know they do. Remember, you have to be able to beat them. Independent study. Fail to plan, plan to fail, as story goes. Can we focus on the subject matter long enough? Can we put aside our ego long enough, our radical individualism, to accomplish this? And if you don't have it, you gotta learn it, you see. And keep that goal on your forehead. Develop. Grow. Reconstruct. Remember. Realize. That's why it's important to have your goals. They must be more than just going to work, coming home, drinking beers, eat, sleep, having sex. You won't be able to really think that way. Not to be able to free yourself. Not get more comfort corrupt. But you won't be about freedom. Liberation. Your help is needed. Take the challenge. Stop the cycle of deception. Of deception. Of deception. Okay. I just thought about something. You ever wondered how, if our curriculum was different, what actually should education be about for us? You ever think if our education was different, instead of now just educating us to be able to qualify for their jobs, not even realizing there might not be any jobs. We was being educated to do more for ourselves. Can you imagine how different that type of education would be? So then we realized then we've been tricked. It's not about the type of education, higher education, Montessori education, yada yada yada. It's the type of education, the appropriate education, one that is going to benefit you to get from out of your present condition, conditioning, condition, get it? Like it's about higher standard and lower standard, all this kind of talk. It's not all about that. It's actually building up the appropriate education, right? And if we don't change this dynamics and help them see that's what they have to be thinking about also, we won't really be around as a people. We have to be able to look at it that way. So how then does this man, woman, and child falsify our consciousness, the consciousness of black people, through those three areas? Number one, you can falsify consciousness through giving false information instead of giving true events of history. We got his story, falsification of content. It's not about under education. It is about the goals of your community, the needs, the goals of your community. So now, getting the appropriate education to be able to now consciously approach the problem and circumstance. And of course, what type of education you need to solve the problems. But if you look at the type of education I stated earlier, what we are getting, we're being educated to lifelong eating, consuming for the benefit of others, then of course I wouldn't say that's the appropriate education, and I don't appreciate that being the education that we're getting as higher education. And I usually say everything is going on the way it should be going on. Our labor is being devalued every day because now he can bring in cheaper labor, more so-called educated labor. So he has disinvested in our education. Can't you see that? So what we're saying here then is, so one of the ways, again, they falsify our consciousness through false history, false knowledge, false information, false education, right? Because we say consciousness consists of all these things. So even though you might be a great thinker, you can analyze perfectly, if you still have false information, all your processing, your computer processor, your mind computer, your brain computer, the first broadcasting and receiving set is still gonna function on a false ideology, desires, feelings, wants, likes, tastes, values. And so that's one of the ways our consciousness is falsified, our mind is falsified through irrelevant information, irrelevant knowledge, or no knowledge at all. Irrelevant knowledge or no knowledge at all. The fantasies and myths that was given to us from early childhood playing itself out now in its religious ideologies in the area of religion. We're all alike. Be colorblind. Be colorblind. Let's live in a colorless society. These type of fantasies is some of the ways how we're being crippled mentally, being used, because now since we can't discriminate and we don't see color, we don't see that it's our children who's in need of our help the most. They're the least of us in society. That's supposed to be the religious thought, isn't it? Another way is the twisted way of how we teach the idea of, because you might be intellectual, be a good thinker, use your intellect. That's supposed to be a non-black thing, discouraging us again from thinking, because now we're spiritual. What the heck does that mean? What does being spiritual mean? What does being spiritual mean? What's the idea of even being universal if we're the only ones teaching ourselves that? Everybody, so we support everybody else and their children. Meanwhile, ours get left behind. Can't you see that? But it's the type of thinking. How we've been thrown off our center. How our consciousness is being falsified to somehow have these ideas of we're in a democracy and we're in this greatest place in the world. And if somehow we continue this road, everything's gonna be alright. Some people would say that's even the Negro thinking. Somebody who just goes along, follow along, just so-called abiding, law-abiding individuals fight everywhere else for massa, but won't fight right here at home for his own self. See how that's so peculiar? How we have this indifference between us? That's part of the conditioning. The idea that one group is superior, meanwhile the other group is inferior. And set everything up that now, that's the flavor. There's angel cake, which is white food, and devil cake, which is black food. Get it? Anti-black. Let's shut them down. Let's shut them down. Let's shut them down. Reclaim. Reclaim self. Reclaim your consciousness. Reclaim self. Reclaim consciousness. Reclaim self. Remember self. Reclaim self. Consciousness. magical thinking. A lot of us is engaging in magical thinking. Just believe, well, once we teach our children this, everything will be all right. Love everybody. So could you imagine that? Since you can't discriminate, you don't see color. So then somehow you can't see yourself. Psychology. Because now somebody has persuaded you to feel guilty if you now start look at the least of us in society, which is yourself, your own, to use your money to help uplift. Can't you see what's going on? We have to give ourselves and our children the appropriate education. The problem that they're seeing in their neighborhood make it relevant. Because the education that we're getting is set up to take care of one people's interests and benefits. Can't you see that? That's why it's so easy for them even to just kill us and kill themselves. But they see that we support everybody else but ourselves, but them, but ourselves. Back to the idea of being spiritual. What is being spiritual? Some of us carry on like being spiritual. You can't be a good thinker. You can't be analytical. You can't be logical. It's not either or. In fact, a true spiritual person is a clear thinker. A true spiritual person is an enlightened person. A truly spiritual person is an enlightened person. A true spiritual person know about their personalities and how to be able to master their personalities. A true spiritual person knows how to balance his words and deeds, mind and body. What I want for myself is what I want for my brother, sister. Consciousness. Yes. Yes. If you're going to have any kind of justice curriculum, black consciousness curriculum, you have to have thinking skills along with history and all the other things. Yes. Somehow the conditioning have us seen our destinies all twisted. That is in their image in a sort of way. All our taste, our views, our values is all theirs. We can never be free going along this road. Yes, making us believe that this is how things supposed to be. We supposed to be servants of other people. I don't believe it's appropriate to be educating us to believe that we supposed to be serving other people. I don't believe we was put on this planet to serve others and in return being wiped out, getting wiped out, being wiped out.
Democracy versus justice.
Behold.
What then is an act of centered consciousness based on this situation?
It's a consciousness that's based on relevant knowledge. Knowledge relevant to African interests. It's a consciousness that has in it a knowledge of self as African people. A knowledge of African history and African culture. But also a knowledge of our enemies as well. A knowledge of what they are about, because we need that knowledge to defend ourselves against them, to deal with them one way or the other. It involves that as well. And African consciousness then has the contents then that are related to the history and experience of African people. An appropriate set of opinions and self-perceptions and so forth that enhance our well-being in the world. And African consciousness is a consciousness that uses its occupational skills to feed African families and to create new jobs and other kinds of opportunities for African people. That develops its academic skills in order to develop the skills of the nation so that they can appropriately adapt to the changing circumstances. To develop learning skills so that we can quickly learn about the changes in the universe and appropriately adapt to those changes. So that African people can remain free and liberated and self-controlling and self-sustaining. An African-centered consciousness then is a consciousness whose desires are regulated in terms of the interests of African people and the interests of African values, whose desires, when they are fulfilled, enrich other African people, whose values, when they are realized, strengthen other African people and strengthen the African people. Their values, sense of purpose, is the purpose of becoming one with ourselves and identifying with ourselves and loving ourselves as people. When we then get an African consciousness based on an African content with high levels of cognitive and spiritual and other kinds of skills that use this content to advance African interests, with values shaped by African people, in the interest of African people, needs that when they are fulfilled, or needs that strengthen and empower African people, then we would have achieved an African consciousness, an African-centered consciousness. And to the degree that we achieve an African-centered consciousness, and to the degree that consciousness is a power, to that degree we gain power over ourselves, to that degree we gain self-determination, and self-control. To the degree that the values we produce and the values we pursue are values produced by ourselves and values that are related to ourselves, values that are not produced by white folk, values and desires not produced by white folk. To that degree then, we escape their ability to control us, because they can only control us by controlling the things we value. They can only control us by controlling the things we desire. They can only control us by controlling the things we need. They can only control us by giving us a sense of purpose that's valuable to them. But the day the sense of purpose becomes the sense of purpose we've created out of our own selves, the values are values that come from us, the needs are needs that have been generated by our reality of the people, the desires are the desires that will be fitting to us as a people. To that degree, whites lose control and power over us. To that degree, we regain possession of our mind. To that degree, we exorcise the demons that now possess our bodies and minds. And to that degree, we become the equals of any other people in the world. And we can stand shoulder to shoulder, face to face, to any other nation and people in the world. We have not been created to be the servants of other people. Hey. Definition it will let us know, and we can translate it into concrete things. We can translate it into an educational curriculum. We can begin to look at then what our children must be taught in terms of this type of consciousness. What kind of values must be ultimately created in them, and what kind of skills must be developed in them in terms of where we must go as an African people. And I will bring it to a close here. You must begin to recognize that the position we are in today is not due to, you know, some of the things people talk about. To a great extent, the position that we are in today is that for people is the result of powerlessness.
Democracy versus justice.
Justice radio station. Social issues app.
State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Jailhouse psychiatrist. Jailhouse psychiatrist. Jailhouse psychiatrist. Welcome everyone. Love everyone. Love everyone. Moving forward with metaphysical, mental, physical. Get it? Moment. Goal setting, action show. Conscious talk. Straight talk. Democracy versus justice.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Mother so-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
Right once, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me.
me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars. What they doing when they up in the stars? Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He filling our head with lies. Got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander. See,
I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we gon' rush the Pentagon. Pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, if God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwash cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they heard shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? Big corporations, the pigs or the media. Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. There's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew we had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed you because you knew we had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda.
System better than most groups understand the system, and with this realization we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have.
The only strength we have, our individual immediate power and the use of a code as a role model of thought, speech, and action to produce a system of justice.
Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white.
The purpose of broadcasting Democracy versus Justice is addressed to the individual person about what justice is and what the individual person can do in day-to-day life to produce justice by asking questions about definitions of words, by using words that reveal truth, by understanding racism, which is white supremacy, what it is, and how it works. Visit producejustice.com. No major problem can be eliminated until we first eliminate the problem of racism, which is white supremacy. A system of justice will be better than what we have. Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white. Take the challenge. Stop the cycle of deception. Deception, 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 deception.
Democracy versus justice.
Het Aputa Hudi, peace and love. Love everyone, love everyone. Everyone is invited to join us presenting a case for the people on our next live broadcast, Democracy versus Justice.
The liberation show of the nation. A goal-setting action show, conscious talk.
Because now we're understanding. Now we're understanding. We are about the business of establishing justice on this planet.
Make justice reign.
I will persist until I succeed.
Shut down in front. Disconnect.
Have a nice day.